You all sound wonderful. I need to introduce our first speaker. And it will be Ruthie. So if I can have Nancy and Bonnie or Justa or Ruthie. I want to just give a couple of words of praise for Ruthie because she does everything. She sings, she plays music, she speaks beautifully, and she's a wonderful person. We're very happy to have her on, Ruth. And, oh, of course, how could I forget? A wonderful artist who does beautiful paintings and drawings and cards. Wonderful card.
Things work together for good. And she has this all very well trained, too. Okay. Yeah, I can get myself pulled together, too. We're here tonight to honor Nellie. And even as I say it, I want to try. She means so much to me, to all of us who've been in her class. There's just nothing more beautiful than walking in there October 1st and having that class begin. And she's gathered people from here and there and further and on, all kinds of people. And she gets us all together, and before you know it, we're all friends. And I don't mean just surface friends. We get to know each other way down deep in our hearts. if you recall, yesterday, we had our last meeting, and my voice big enough, Nellie? Okay. What? Okay. We had our last meeting yesterday, and it was just astounding. You just can't believe, you know, we tend sometimes to put God in a box, and we can't do that. We tend to think if we can't see it, it isn't there. We tend to think if we can't feel it, it's not so. God has made this world so infinite. There's so many things out there that we have not experienced. Yesterday in class, I looked over at Nancy. Nancy, I didn't tell her then, but she looked very old and haggard to me. I thought, what is wrong? So the angel says, I couldn't say anything about her looking haggard at the moment. They said, treasure your uniqueness. So my message took off in that vein, treasure your uniqueness, Nancy, because you are such a unique person. Your heart is so big for everyone. And Nancy went on, and others joined in with their angel thoughts, and we had Nancy just melting down in tears. We didn't know it, but she had just lost her dog, the one that had been her friend, her helpmate for so long. And she had just sunk down, you know, into the worst pit, I guess, missing her dog. And that's what the angels are trying to show me. Anyway, with her in the circle, we just got her so pumped up with love. I think she must still be feeling it. Right, man, pretty good.
You're taking my speech now.
I'm sorry. I do awful things like that. Okay. I'll get on something else. I won't steal somebody else's thunder. We love each other. We support each other. And last year at this time, I helped you to remember Lorraine Reinke, who passed with cancer. And this year, all of us have been just praying and praying and praying for Gloria De Lorenzo, this wonderful, wonderful, beautiful lady I've known her for years. She's been coming to know these classes about as long as I have, I guess. She's fighting cancer with a pancreas. She went to the hospice, and while she was there, one of my passions that the angels, the spirit has given me, because I never felt artistic in school, but I felt there was a need for it with Reverend Rose, and I started making cards, and I get a little better as time goes on, and the angels, they give me a picture to draw, so I draw the picture, then I say, all right, angels, what's the message to go with the picture? And there were three of them here just recently. I thought, well, for the class night, I would. Any kind of rush. For the class night, I would, make duplicates. So I made duplicates of those cards, and I'm going to read them to you and pass them around so you can sort of get